Second date update.
You know, for certain women, astrological signs play a huge part in possible matchmaking with a guy online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, everybody knows Libras are the most powerful lovers.
What?
Are they? I don't
know. Is that
know.
What you are, Jeff?
Oh,
you're a Libra.
Wait a second.
Okay. Nobody ever
I'm
said that.
I'm a Libra.
What a coincidence. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. And you're so powerful.
So is my dad, and that grosses me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure makes a lot of sense.
Stop it.
I just read that from like 16
so
different
gross.
Experts. They all agree and slid into my DMs at the same time.
All right.
But I bring it up because one of our listeners puts a lot of emphasis on astrological signs, and she says she's worried it might factor into the situation with her new guy.
Okay.
So her name is Emily. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me.
I feel like
Hi.
We need to know your sign as soon as we know your name.
Exactly, because that's how it goes. I'm a proud Gemini.
Ooh, me
Gemini.
Too.
Oh,
what's
no.
up?
Oh, so toxic.
Yeah, there's four of us.
Oh, God. That's a
you
lot
don't know
of
what
energy.
You're going to get. I love being a Gemini.
So we saw your email and we were interested because you said you're worried that your astrological sign may be playing against you. Why do you say that?
Right. So I was reading the survey and I was asking people who are the most dateable signs and who are the least dateable signs.
Okay.
And we're the least dateable, it says.
What?
Geminis are the least dateable?
What are you talking about? Aren't they known for being kind of crazy?
Yeah, that's it.
We're a good time. We're deep. We connect on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, not hard-headed
at
all.
We're entertaining. We're easy to get along with. I don't know what their problem is.
I mean, keep going about yourself.
Yeah, keep ram it down our throats until we say yes.
Duh, Jeff.
I'm just kidding. Okay. So that makes you feel insecure or something?
Well, it makes me feel insecure because it was also talking about the most dateable signs.
Okay.
Mm. What's that?
It happened to be Pisces, which is Darren, my crush's son.
Oh, so that's like a sign from
But isn't that good? Don't you want to be with someone who's dateable? Like, I mean, if you're really putting a lot of emphasis into this stuff.
Well, Pisces have great attributions. They're romantic. They're mystical. They have a great imagination.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to back you up right there. I'm married to Pisces, and the romance is not.
You wish.
Oh, my God.
So you're a Gemini Pisces
yes.
right now?
And I will tell you, he takes on everyone's emotions. He's very sensitive, very loving, very kind.
He sounds amazing, Brooke.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Emily? Proof that this relationship is totally going to work for you.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up in a very happy spot in 10 to 12 years.
Brooke's marriage is like the healthiest one I know.
I
thanks, Jose.
Sure hope so. So, you know, me and Darren met on a dating app, and he is very attractive. So one thing that I really love about him is he has broad shoulders. And
I guess you don't want a narrow-shouldered man. I never thought of that.
Yeah, they're so broad. I just want to jump up on them at a music festival. That's what I imagine myself doing.
Okay. Well, that's great.
But... So did you go on a date to a music festival to fulfill your fantasy?
Well, so here's what we did. So after I read the survey, I was like, okay, I'm going to do some research online. And I was like, best dates for Pisces. And Gemini.
Oh my
Isn't
God.
That cool? Wow. You can Google almost anything nowadays.
And
there's a list.
And you can keep re-Googling until you get the answer you want.
Like, I mean, it is funny that she's believing all of it. Yeah.
Sure. So what did you find would be the perfect date for a Gemini-Pisces combo?
So since Pisces are super mystical, they maybe would like a tarot card reading.
Oh, God.
Tarot reading? Brooke, you should set one of those up for Michael. He would love it.
Would he love a tarot card reading?
No, the only reading he'd love is a sports card reading. Like, if it was like...
It can have a sports theme to it.
Yes.
Opening packs
cards. Of NBA cards.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he would hate that.
Does that match with a Gemini's perfect first date?
Well, here's the thing. Mine would be like singing. I love karaoke.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, la la la. So I was thinking, wow, how do I bring Zoltar and my singing skills together?
Wait, is his name Zoltar? Is that what you just said?
You know Zoltar, the fortune teller?
Yeah.
It's like a little machine, right?
Yeah.
The machine. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
What's his name?
Yeah. What's your date's name?
His name is Darren.
Okay. Let's stick with Darren.
I thought it was Zoltar. I was like, that's not him.
Darren is a cutie patootie. So, you know those karaoke bars where they have the room? and you like rent it and you sing in there.
Yeah, wait.
Never heard of it. No.
Yeah, Jeff rents those all the time.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Okay.
I had a genius idea of bringing them together.
I don't get it.
Tarot card readings and karaoke.
Ooh, is a tarot card reading gonna sing you your reading?
You're gonna die.
It's karaoke
exactly.
In a way.
Karaoke.
Yeah, so we would sing a song and then we would pull a card after each song.
Oh, so awkward. Slowest tarot card reading ever.
Did you tell him this is what you were going to do, or was this a surprise?
Yeah. Kind of a clunky.
It was
game.
A surprise.
Okay.
I bet he was surprised.
So here's what we learned, though. This is what came about it. The tarot card reader told us that Darren was going to get a cat.
A cat?
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
That's random.
And that one of us would get a raise. And I'm like, okay, which one? Hello. Like, I want a raise.
Yeah.
But she kind of like kept it broad, so I wasn't like too impressed with her.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh. Sometime in the next 10 to 20 years, one of you will get a pay increase.
And a cat.
Yeah. And now I'm kind of like questioning myself because Darren just looked like he was just there. Like, he wasn't like too excited or.
He wasn't into the karaoke experience.
Exactly. He wasn't like enthusiastic. So, you know, here comes my troubling mind making up all these assumptions.
Well, I mean, those are two activities that a lot of people have super strong feelings against. You know?
I can't see you performing in front of a tarot card reader. Sounds fun. Yeah.
Well,
in a private room.
If he doesn't like your idea, then he's not worth it anyway. But we should call him and ask.
Yeah. And he's a Pisces. Yeah. He'll feel bad for you no matter what.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll give you a pity date. They really take on other people's emotions a lot, Jeffrey.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, so we're going to come back and we're going to call Darren for you, not Voltar this time.
Zoltar.
Whatever it is. Darren, we're going to call him and try and get you your second date update right after this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on. Second date update. We just learned about a brand new date idea called karaoke.
Yeah.
A combo of tarot card reading and karaoke, which is going to be the latest craze on TikTok. Am I right, Alexis? That's the spirit.
It just dawned on me how terrible it would have been for the tarot card reader.
Yeah.
To listen to two people.
Kind of third wheeling it on there. But our listener Emily set it up based on a survey she found online about the perfect dates for a Pisces and for a Gemini. Mm-hmm. And she decided to mash them together into one super date.
Yeah.
Because she's a Gemini. Her date, Darren, is a Pisces. I have no idea why he wouldn't call you back after this, Emily.
Especially since it was a surprise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sprung on him. It sounds like the date of the century. And even Brooke is fuming mad jealous because she didn't think of it first.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Listen to that smile, how mad she is.
I will say, the first date I planned for my husband and I, who's a Pisces, we did brewery and go-kart racing.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, drinking and
like
driving.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I know. I think I went extra on this one. Maybe I did too much. I don't know.
State sounds extra, and they're happily married.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a good sign.
If he
for
doesn't
you.
Appreciate you for the effort that you put in, then he doesn't deserve you.
Exactly.
I'm really disappointed that the tarot card reader didn't have your back and tell him that he was obviously destined to be with you.
Well, you know, I think she was probably just about her money because she just left after four songs. That's why I wasn't impressed with her.
Okay.
Maybe she like predicted the date was going to end poorly, so she didn't want to foresee that.
I predict I gotta go.
I'm predicting that this is going to go really, really well, though. Let's call Darren and see what he has to say.
Okay, yay.
All right, now you be quiet. Now here we go.
That sounds rude.
Yeah, don't interrupt me. I break my concentration. I have to really focus when I dial.
How about this? Hey, just please hold. We'll be right
back. Shut your mouth. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking to speak with Darren.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Darren. Sorry to interrupt whatever you're doing right now, but hopefully you could take a break to be on the radio for a second with a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Darren.
Okay.
Yep.
Confusing, you know.
Oh, I can tell how impressed you are.
That's right.
But we're doing a segment called the Second Date Update because we're trying to help one of our listeners get in touch with you again after you guys went on a little romantic first date at a karaoke bar the other night.
I think there was anything little about it.
Big romantic date.
Yeah, there
with,
it is.
With a girl named Emily.
Oh, Yeah, okay. Well, what about it?
Okay.
That's what we want to know. Yeah. What did you think about it?
Yeah.
I have to know what you thought when you first got there and realized what you guys were going to be doing.
What a unique experience, bro.
Karaoke and tarot cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a first for me.
Okay.
I think it'd be a first for anybody in this room, honestly.
Real,
We've never heard of it before.
Was it fun?
Like, what did... she obviously told you stuff. Like, I don't know what she told you.
Well, she just said that she planned this unique first date idea, brought the tarot card reader to the karaoke bar so that she could do readings in between songs.
And we heard that you could be getting a cat soon.
Yeah.
That was one of the predictions.
Okay, so here's the thing about all of that stuff. So I'm not really into that sort of stuff, like the tarot card reading and the astrological signs and stuff like that.
That's
Like, I sort of went into it with like a kind of an open mind just to see what happened. But honestly, it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Why?
Huh.
Oh, freaked you out.
So you mentioned the cat earlier, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't mention this at the time, but my neighbor is moving.
Uh-huh.
And they have a cat, and I agreed to adopt their cat.
No way. What? And you didn't tell anyone? Did she know? And,
did you bring it to Emily?
No, I didn't say anything at the time.
Wow.
That's pretty
crazy. Why wouldn't you tell her?
You know, I don't want to mess around with this astrological crap.
Wait.
Yeah. No, don't mess with the universe,
bro. The bad voodoo juju I'm going to bring in.
You're right.
Okay, wait, no. Come on. One, it can be just a coincidence. And two, even if it's not, these people are really good at, like, reading signs of things that are happening in your life.
Oh, yeah. You probably had some, like, cat hair on your sweater.
Wait, hold on. There's more. So one of the tarot readings, I don't know if she told you about this, was that somebody was going to get a raise.
Yeah.
2 days after that, I get called into my boss's office.
No way,
and
dog.
He tells me I get a promotion and a raise.
What?
Freaking way. Wait, but these are all freaking out.
These are all good things.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's freaky. And honestly, like, I'm not that kind of person that I want to know what my future is or anything like that. I kind of like to go with the flow see how life kind of happens.
That's crazy. So wait, though. It wasn't her giving you the tarot card readings.
Yeah.
Like, but she doesn't predict the future.
But she's into it, though.
Yeah.
And she seems like she's kind of that person that wants to know what's going on. I'm not. And, like, honestly, I've been kind of struggling with, I don't know how to bring this up to her.
I see.
So it's not necessarily an issue of like Gemini versus Pisces and incompatibility don't mix. It's just she's into the astrological stuff and you don't want anything to do with
that. And you're scared of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
okay. How is he ever going to bring this up to her?
I'm really sorry to freak you out even more than you already are. But I have a prediction that Emily is listening to this phone conversation and wants to jump in 3, 2, I'm not a professional tarot reader, so.
But Emily's there.
That's Emily.
Oh, hey, what's up?
So, wait, is that the reason why you're not calling me back?
I just didn't know how to tell you it, and I didn't want to disappoint you because you, like, went through so much effort to bring, like, this tarot card reader in and the karaoke night, and, like, I just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Right, so not calling her back is...
Well, I just don't understand how you didn't and don't want to know the future. And then look, the tarot card reader, she predicted everything.
Good thing.
I know. And like, honestly, I'm a little bit kind of freaked out about the whole thing.
Wow.
And like, I don't know. I like to go with the flow with life. I think that's part of the beauty of life is just things happen and you react to them and it's unexpected.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to know like the next time that you're going to miss a rent payment.
What?
That's not a rent payment?
That sounds so stressful.
Don't you have control over that sometimes?
How do you not know that?
I just got a promotion, so I'm not worried about, I'm doing all right with rent.
Thanks to her.
Emily, why did you bring up rent payments?
Yeah.
Because I like to know stuff, and that's okay that you don't like to know stuff, but, you know, this could help build our future. Be ahead of the game.
Oh, your future together.
I've heard that's how you play the stock market.
Like, what if the next tarot card reader tells us that you're about to get another cat? Like, I would want to know that. Wouldn't you want to know that?
Wow. Maybe. You have a lot of cats.
How many cats is he going to have?
Yeah. How often is this card pulled?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he would just know when the cat arrived.
Yeah. Exactly. And they're cats. They're pretty much kind of self-reliant. You know what I mean? Okay. It's not really that big of a deal.
I understand Darren doesn't really want to know anything about the future. Emily wants to know everything that's going to happen in the next 40 years. There must be somewhere in the middle where you two can meet, and we could send you on a date that we would pay for.
Whoa.
That way you guys could talk about it, work this out, and nobody would miss any rent payments that way.
Yeah.
Feels like it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I don't know, Emily. What does your tarot card say that I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. It says that you're the perfect guy for me.
Oh.
She didn't even answer the question.
Yeah, it's a totally different card, but it still works.
That's exactly how it works, Jose.
Okay. Butter him up.
So it's a definite yes from Emily. We know that. But Darren, the answer comes down to you. Do you want to see her one more time?
You know what? Honestly, this whole thing just really isn't for me. I'm sorry. You seem like a nice person, and I wish you the best.
Are you serious?
I mean, yeah, I'm serious.
Tell him how many cats he's going to get as punishment.
Oh, wow. This is awful. I did not see this in the card.
Oh wow. How could
Can you please give me one more chance and I'll never bring up the tarot cards again?
Oh, a second chance card.
You're going to give up on it totally now.
How quickly she moved away. Yeah.
God, those darn Geminis. They're so finicky. Darren, she's asked twice now.
I'm sorry.
He's terrified of her.
That's two no's. That's too bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, better luck next time, okay, Emily?
I'm heartbroken.
Yeah. I also feel like you're going to be delivering feral cats to his address.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Man, it's rare when a person gets rejected for a date, asks a second time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know.
But she did, offering to ditch her entire belief system if she could go out with Darren and his big, broad shoulders.
You know, though, that's the thing about us Geminis. We're not deterred easily.
No. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why that doesn't sound like a healthy person to attach yourself to.
It sounds like the more you don't get, Brooke, the more Geminis want, you know?
Yeah, so, sure, of course.
So he's rejecting her, and she's like, no, I'll drop it all.
Yeah. I'll drop it off.
Whatever you believe, I'll believe it too.
Yeah.
So, shockingly, it was not meant to be.
Darn it.
Won't be a second meetup.
Man.
And who knows what the future is going to look like for Darren. Certainly not him.
I think the tarot card reader actually does.
Solid one. We should hire her.
Yeah. She figured everything out. I want to know what the future of the show holds.
Cats and raises, I'm hoping.
But the future can look bright for you out there if you email the show for help with your dating life. Whoa. We'll call that person who's not calling you back and go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at Brooke and Jeffrey.